From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden.
Ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes.
My guest this week is independent art consultant Amy Kish. Hey, Amy.
Hey, how are you?
I am great. Amy is the founder of the Art in Action Coalition, which launched the Come to Your Senses campaign. And right now we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home in the Bay.
I ain't got no culture.
First up is an online exhibit celebrating 50 years of Pride, the GLBT Historical Society, and SFAC partner with San Francisco Pride. And you can see 100 photographs, posters, and magazine covers from this event that is so loved in San Francisco and around the world. A physical version of the exhibit will open at San Francisco City Hall later this year. Amy, have you checked out some of the stuff that they have online?
Yeah, it's really beautiful and inspiring to kind of see this history documented, and especially, of course, you know, at a moment when we can't all gather and get together, to be reminded of the vibrance of when we were able to do it and look forward to when we will be again.
That's celebrating 50 years of Pride online art exhibit. Check it out at glbthistory.org. And your next pick is yummy, 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 and it's called The Cook-In, and this is presented by the Last Supper Society, which is a great name. And these are two cooks from Sacramento. Every Friday at 7 p.m., they cook on Instagram Live and YouTube Live, and I think this is a great idea because the cool part is that you order the meal kits in advance and cook with them at the same time when they're online. And every week, there's a different guest host, a different dish. Funding from the kits that you order benefit different nonprofits. This is a fun idea, Amy, with the family or for a date. Have you done it yet?
We haven't yet done a kit. I mean, I've seen some of the videos because they're just fun to watch. Yeah, and also some of the pictures that you'll see when you post that people post their finished dish with the hashtag Breaking Bread at Home. Some of the pictures are awesome and make you super hungry. But yeah, it's a great initiative. And also about, again, this coming together, celebrating community, even while we're separate.
That's The Cook-In, and this is presented by the Last Supper Society. Learn more at lastsuppersociety.com. And your final pick is the People's Conservatory, and they have a series of online classes on their YouTube channel as well as homeschool online classes. And they're doing, I can't believe, breakdancing, ballet, rap, all kinds of stuff. You know, and they're known for educating and working with young artists.
Roz Nash, who is the founder of the People's Conservatory, I know her way back from our New York days, and she's just been, throughout her entire career, committed to educating the youth of all communities, particularly the Black and Brown community. My son and I have done different, like, capoeira little videos and things like that together with some of the tutorials that she's done and her teachers have done. And it's just such a beautiful, amazing thing.
That's the People's Conservatory online classes. Visit thepeoplesconservatory.org to learn more. I've been speaking with independent art consultant Amy Kish. Check out the Come to Your Senses arts campaign at cometoyoursenses.us and visit census.gov to actually do the census. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Buda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.